Okay, well, we need some cold open material.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you want to talk about, I guess?
I don't know. Do you have any jokes?
Where's Nadine? When is she done tennis?
That's a great question. I don't know. I didn't talk to her.
Ugh, how annoying, honestly.
That's I was trying to remember how I liked having my mic set up.
Okay, but how are you supposed to... Oh. I don't know about mic things, bro.
Bro, you've seen me do nothing but adjust these mic stands for the last
Literally, I'm on autopilot. Like, my brain does not bank those memories.
When do you come off autopilot? That's my question. When do you come off autopilot?
I couldn't tell you.
You're on autopilot right now, aren't you?
I'm never going to remember this. Why am I coughing?
You've been coughing the whole time. Just get it out.
Maybe I should go get some water first.
Go get some water. This whole production will wait for you. Take your time.
Well, no problem. I'm 50% of the production.
We're all here. We're all ready to work. Look at us. Look, oh, everyone's here.
Okay, Tom Cruise.
They're
chill.
All ready to work.
Okay.
Let's... If I see this again, you understand? I will fire you.
Go ahead. See if I care. I get 50% of the rights.
I'll see you in court, asshole.
I'll see you in court.
So, how'd you feel about what we watched today?
Do you want to just start?
No.
Oh.
I want to talk first. You have some topics. I know you have some topics. What's hot in the news these days? You see that stuff about the clips?
Yeah.
What is that?
Did you watch
Crazy.
It?
Crazy. What are they doing to us?
Did you watch it from here? It was only like a partial one though.
Okay, but you know what I need explained to me? I need this explained to me like I'm five.
Sure, what?
Why, like I've looked at the sun plenty.
Yeah.
Why don't I have a, why is it like during the eclipse it's like super strong or something? It seems.
I think it's because it's like, most of it's blacked out so you think it's okay to stare. So because it doesn't hurt as much, but you stare longer and then it just eats your eyeballs.
So it's not necessarily stronger, like it's just more likely to stare at it longer?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
That makes sense. So really, you could go look at the eclipse and just not, like, just as long as you don't stare at it for a while.
Yeah.
You'll probably be fine.
Yeah.
They make it seem like you go outside and you look at it. And
you, like, burn up.
Yeah, that's what they make it seem like.
I know. I mean, I've looked at an eclipse.
Something about the child in me, every time, like, it's like everyone in the world looks at you and says, don't do this thing. It's like, what the heck? Why is everyone telling me not to do this? I'm going to go look at this thing. But I didn't, actually. But I did actually look through the window. It was just too cloudy. Okay, I'm going to pour myself one more glass of wine, and then I'm ready to rock and roll. Should I finish it?
Just drink it out of the bottle, bro.
Cheers.
Cheers.
So we're finally back recording.
Yeah.
For the first time in actually a long time now.
Probably like 2 months.
Months, yeah. I'm glad we're back. Should have brought it back on a better movie, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's okay. Welcome, everybody, to
Spooky Siblings.
I'm Faith.
And I'm Oliver. If you haven't been here before, we are a movie review show. This is not a play-by-play analysis. This is a review, discussion, and did I say review already? This is a review show. We're going to go through the things we like about the movie, things we don't like, give it a rating. So what are we here to do today?
We are reviewing Pearl from 2022. This is Oliver's pick today.
This is another A24 movie.
I mean, they make good movies.
They make good movies, and they've been hot in the horror genre, I guess, in the last few years. So 2022, this came out, this and X came out the same year?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
So these two came out the same year, and the third one's coming out?
2 years later, yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
We watched X before.
Which one did you like more?
X.
Yeah, me too.
It was largely the same movie.
Takes a 1,000 years to get going.
Yeah, it was paced very similar. The story was very similar. It was shot very similar.
Yeah.
There were a couple of things that were unique about this that I liked over X, but mostly I liked X better. It was more fun. It was more entertaining.
Definitely.
It was funnier. I feel like this kind of missed the comedy that X had, and I didn't feel like there was much else for it to lean back on.
No, it was more like character analysis type movie.
It was much more just a character development for Pearl. Okay, so how? Explain to me how we got from the ending of this to the events of X. How did Howard come home and find her with her dead family?
And then, somehow she convinced him.
And somehow they lived a happy life ever after.
Unless it's not Howard and she just found another crazy man.
You know what? That makes a lot more sense. I can't lie. She probably killed him too.
Okay, do you want to give me your rating out of 10?
I want to be generous and give it a 5.
That's very generous for me.
I was really actually landing at a 4.
I gave it a 3.
Yeah, I'm not mad at 3.
Like, this movie was not fun.
I'll tell you what took it up to a 4 for me. The only thing, honestly, was Mia Goth's acting.
Yeah, I do really like her.
It was really great to just watch her acting.
She is very great. I love her. I love her lips. They're so perfect. Oh my God. She has like the most perfect Cupid's bow.
Mm.
Wow. And she's beautiful. And she's funny. And she's great. She's a great actress.
I think she's a really good actor, man. I thought she did a really good job, even though the movie really wasn't great. She portrayed the character really well.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all her desperation, all her feelings, you could really feel.
Yeah.
And she was very emotional in the best ways.
She's very good at screaming.
Great at screaming. Yeah, she's good for this role.
Oh, yeah.
This monster girl.
I don't even know.
She's good for this role.
Yeah.
She was scary. The way she would just flip.
Yeah, she's good at turning that on.
Yeah, some of my favorite scenes are just when she screams. When she screams at the scarecrow, I'm married. Yeah, that was great. That was one of my favorite scenes.
That's been a TikTok sound. Like, it's just...
Oh, really? Why haven't I seen that?
That and, like, so much of her screams, actually, now that I've heard them in the movie and the TikTok sounds.
Yeah, I've probably heard them. I just don't know which ones they are.
Yeah, they're, like, it's funny to hear them because she's a really good screamer.
She does lose it a lot.
She does.
That's a good trait, though. Yeah, you gotta have that. You gotta have good scream. Yeah, that's the only thing that would take it to a 4 is she was incredible to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, like, I probably wouldn't watch it again.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't even show
it to anybody.
Yeah, I'd be like, skip Pearl.
Yeah, X I would probably even watch again. It was fun. Yeah. It was more fun.
At least, like, X was, like, tropey, but fun tropey.
Yeah, it was, like, solid slasher.
Yeah, this one really didn't have much.
This, like, you gotta be, like, bought into the story. Like, you gotta be invested in what Pearl's story is. Yeah. Which is, like, how am I gonna... It's like being invested in, like, Freddy Krueger's backstory.
I know.
It's like, I don't care.
I don't care. Just kill people. Do you want to
convince... That's the thing. Just kill people. Yeah. And she claimed a lot of victims, to be honest, to be fair.
She did.
But she should have killed more.
Oh, yeah.
She should have just been killing the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
There was too much not killing.
Way too much.
That's my biggest complaint about this movie. Just too much not killing.
A spooky meter?
1. I said yeah. 1.
I gave it a 0.
It's the least bit spooky. Like, it's not really scary. Doesn't leave you with anything. It's a little bit gory, and, like, the gore is well done.
Yes, when she was chopping up Mitzi.
The chopping parts are pretty gross.
Mitzi?
Mitzi.
Yeah, when she cut off her head and we got that nice cross section, that was really good.
I can't lie, that was a great shot. yeah, but scary. She's scary. She is scary. But I feel like it wasn't even, I don't know what it is. I feel like maybe, was there a lack of music? Was there a lack of score, kind of?
Like, yeah, I feel like it was very quiet.
In most movies, when we talk about like tension.
Yeah, it's the music that brings
it out. There's a lot
of
music that brings it out. Like, in that last monologue with Mitzi at the table, that should have been more tense. It was more sad.
Yeah, which, I mean, I think it's supposed to be, but...
It was more an emotional scene, which worked and resonated, but...
But it was supposed to also be bringing up the tension.
It should have been tense. Like,
Mitzi.
You know she's about to kill her. It should have been more tense, I feel like. Yeah, and you know what? Now that I say that, I feel like it was just kind of a lack of tension throughout the film. Even when she's taking an axe to her back.
You're like, oh, here comes the axe.
I'm not like...
Oh, no, here comes the axe.
Yeah, I was just like, hit her with the axe.
Yeah, like, let's get on with it.
Yeah,
girl.
Maybe it is just how they drag it out. There's really too much exposition in these films.
A lot of exposition.
And they should be, if you're going to give me that much backstory, they should be more interesting. The development was well thought out, like of her character development, and the dialogue was well done, all her relationships with her family members were explained well enough all the way through that we understood it. They were telling us was she's weird.
Like, yeah, we all know. Like, we've seen her kill animals. We've seen her do these things. We know we saw her dry hump a freaking scarecrow. We know she's a freaking weirdo. We don't need 50 minutes of exposition on this character.
50 minutes. It was about 45 minutes before the, right at the fight scene with her mom. It was 45 minutes.
Too much.
Yeah, that's too much. That's too long.
This is not a horror movie. I don't know how they have horror genre in it. Like, it's not.
Yeah, it's barely a slasher. It's like, yeah, it is almost outside of the horror genre.
Nadine would like this movie.
You think?
Maybe not.
She would hate the head chopping scene.
No,
she would hate that.
She hates head trauma. I think she could handle the head chopping.
No, she would hate that.
Anyways.
Speaking of head trauma, have you ever seen, did you ever see the part in Walking Dead where Glenn dies?
Yeah.
How he smashes his head in?
Yeah.
Dude, is that not one of the most violent things you've ever seen?
On TV? Oh, yeah.
Dude, it still messes me up. I hate watching. See, like that, I hate watching. That was like too much for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. That was actually weird for me. That was too much. I remember watching it on TV and I was like, ugh. Hit me right in that spot. You know that spot?
Yeah.
Do you have that spot?
A too much spot?
Yeah. Where you just like feel your mortality?
I haven't yet.
You've never seen something that made you go like,
that's too much for me?
Made you feel like weak?
No.
Really?
No, is that weird?
It's kind of strange, yeah.
Maybe I just need to watch worse things.
Have you seen some weird stuff on the internet?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing's ever...
Oh, yeah. No, the internet stuff gets me, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, because, like...
Real stuff.
The real stuff. The real stuff gets me, yeah. I've seen some nasty stuff.
Like what?
I don't know. I was subscribed to Our Watch People Die, bro.
You were subscribed to that? What is wrong with you?
I don't know. And, like, R5050, like... They would put some nasty...
You subscribe to R5050? Like, I would go to R5050, like, once in a while when I was feeling weird. You were subscribed... That was on your front page?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I can't lie. That's wild. On the front page is wild. Like, the closest I got to that, I used to be subscribed to Combat Footage. Combat Footage is mostly cool, but there was some pretty gruesome stuff. I saw one thing on there that made me go, like, ugh.
Anyways, okay, so you said your spooky was a 1, and what about your stupid rating out of 5?
Not much.
Not much? What do you mean?
Who was stupid?
Well, Mitzi was stupid. Run, girl, kick your shoes off. Freaking.
Yeah, but Mitzi is stupid.
I mean, she wasn't that stupid. She knew how to, like, placate, what's her face until she could get out the door, but I guess maybe she...
No, she didn't do that. Oh. She didn't do that at all. What are you talking about?
It seemed like it was working.
No. Mitzi's affluent.
I think...
Mitzi's used to not doing nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not saying she's dumb. Maybe she's a little dumb.
Okay.
I'm not saying she's not smart.
Okay.
But you can be smart and also dumb.
That's true. Okay, well, I don't know. I gave it a 4. I don't know. Maybe that was a little harsh. Because I guess, like...
I think you're calling the movie stupid.
Maybe.
4 times.
Maybe. Okay. Okay, stupid meter. Okay, I'll bring it down. I'll bring it down to it, too. Because it really wasn't.
You have to do nothing to appease
No. Hold on. Hear me out.
You can put it at 6 for all I care.
Listen, hear me out. First of
this
all...
This is a show. The points don't matter.
You're telling me this big guy who
you
has...
You think it's
a,
that easy to drive a pitchfork through somebody?
No. Bro, you have these bones. And not only that, like...
No, these bones aren't that thick.
No?
No.
Well, then maybe it is easier. I've never tried.
Plus, yeah, in between the ribs, it's like nothing's there.
I mean, if she hits it right, yeah. Okay, hold on. This big guy's sitting, and he sees her holding the pitchfork. There's a good 10 seconds to react. He doesn't think to reach out and grab this pitchfork within arm's reach of him to stop this little girl from stabbing him.
He wasn't looking, though. He was looking at the barn where
he left her. Yeah, he looks at the barn, and then he looks, and then she's there. She's like, ah! And she's holding it for 10 seconds. Well, he could have grabbed it.
Well, maybe he didn't expect this random girl to stab him through the chest with a pitchfork. Okay, but
if you see somebody ready to ram a pitchfork through you.
She
works on a
farm. She should have a pitchfork handy. That's reasonable.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you see somebody readying a pitchfork to pitchfork you.
I think by the time she puts it back here, it's too late.
Bro, he could have grabbed it.
I don't think so. When it's here already, cocked, I don't think so. That thing's coming down either way, regardless of if your hands are in the way or not.
He could have went like this.
Yeah, he probably could have done that. You're right. Yeah.
He could have literally...
He probably could have just scooted.
Scooted.
Yeah, those are bench seats, I think, in those old
school cars. He literally could have scooted.
Yeah.
And then punched her in the face. Grabbed the pitchfork and punched her in the face. Like
he could have just slumped down in his seat even, I think.
Right?
Or you know what would have been a good move is opening the door.
Opening and, like, the door.
Hitting her like that.
And when Mitzi's heel broke, such a trope. Such a bad trope. Super,
yeah, I agree with that.
I hate it so much.
I agree with that. Not the time to bring that out.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, there should have been some just sort of scuffle. Just better ways to handle
that. We're past that now. It's just, there's been too many movies before you. I understand maybe you want to do it. Everyone else got to do it. Whatever. You know what? No, that's not the day we live in. There's been too many movies that have done that. It's on you now to do something else.
Yeah.
It's over with.
Honestly. There should have been some sort of scuffle, maybe. But, like, nobody's trying to fight this girl. I mean, her mom couldn't. Okay, she's burnt to a crisp. Her dad is...
Her mom got it, bro.
Yeah, her mom got it. I mean, I was kind of on the mom's side by the end of it. Because she was like, I'm just trying to keep you away from everybody and save everyone else. And I have this burden.
Yeah, once you realize that the mom knew she was a crazy. A psychopath, yeah. It's like, oh.
She's doing the right thing.
Yeah. You automatically, like, stop siding with her. You're like, oh, she should chase her dreams. It's like, oh, she should stay on that farm.
She should stop chasing anything.
They need to keep her on that farm.
Yeah.
Do you think she did something to her dad? No, he probably got sick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they said. I don't know if you can get...
Yeah, but, like, maybe she's, like, feeding into her delusion or something. Yeah, I'm just making stuff up now.
Maybe. I mean,
I was really, really hoping she was going to push him into the alligator.
I know.
I was really upset when we didn't get the alligator.
I know. Okay, the first time, okay, you're teasing it. But at least wheel him down there. Like, come on. After your mom's dead, she should have either thrown her mother in there, taken her father down there.
Dude, she's, or did both. She's sick and cruel, I'm telling you. When she killed her mother, she dragged her into the basement and left her there.
Yeah.
She was alive for how long, man?
2 days or something? Oh, maybe.
Well, she was still alive when she was cuddling up next to her at the end there, right?
Yeah. She was still breathing. She was on the... I mean...
That's messed up. She burned her halfway to death, and then she left her, and she died from starvation, I'm assuming.
Yeah, like, I'd say so. And burns. Probably sepsis.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. But that was probably a terrible death for her.
Oh, for sure. And she was just protecting the world.
Because, like, we saw her, like, dead body. She didn't mess with her.
No.
She didn't strangle her or cut her head off or...
No.
Stab her. She must have just let her die.
Yeah.
That's sick. Yeah. She was terrible then.
At least she put her out of her misery.
And how did she kill her dad with a pillowcase?
I'm guessing she suffered or choked him, maybe?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
But it was over his head.
That's what I'm saying. Like, those are breathable. Like, you can just get air through those.
Yeah, I thought she was going to put the pillow over his face, but she took the pillowcase.
She took the pillow out. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Maybe she gagged him. But it was over his head. I don't know.
Right? It didn't make sense to me.
Yeah. I don't know how she killed him. She should have just fed him to the alligator.
God, I was so upset when she didn't feed him to the alligator.
I know. She looked hungry. She needed to feed her baby. Well, I mean, she needed to be strong to keep her babies in the eggs safe.
She probably killed all of them, bro.
No, you think so? She only killed one.
That kind of hunger doesn't go away. The kind of thirst for blood.
I mean, we have seen that. I was very mad when she killed the goose. That poor goose.
Yeah, really, it really started on a good note, actually. the intro scene, the intro segment, just the beginning part was like fun when she was talking to the barn animals and she was dancing mm-hmm. and then she killed the goose. It set it up great. I thought this was going to be like a great ride of a movie where she just kills dances things. And kills people.
Yeah, which would be great.
But instead, she cried about dancing and only killed a couple people at the end. She really didn't kill that many people.
It was not good. It, yeah, this movie was hard to watch. Man, I was, like, so done by the end of it. Like, please. And her freaking monologue went on too long. Way too long. It was like,
so popular on TikTok.
I actually enjoyed the monologue.
The monologue was good, but it should have ended a little sooner is all I'm saying. Like, bro, it went on too long.
I like the monologue. I thought it was an appropriate length, actually. Really? I liked, actually. Yeah, I did at one point. You know it's long when you find yourself spacing out during the middle of it to be like, how long has this been?
Yeah, I was spacing out.
But then it just kept going. And in my opinion, it got better and better. I thought it was written really well.
I'm not saying it wasn't. Yeah, it was.
And I thought it was acted really well.
Yes, it was. It was just too long. I don't know.
I agree that, like, it maybe didn't... it's okay. You can get out of here. Would you throw me my water bottle, actually?
Oh, the dog!
Timbo!
Didn't you guys hear him?
No.
I did not hear him.
He was whining.
Oh, baby boy.
Hi, Timbo. Good to see you, big dog.
Okay, anyways.
What were we talking about?
The monologue.
The monologue.
The monorail.
What's wrong with you? Are you so... Iman has been, like, over me today since, like,
that's not
the day
true.
Started. I don't know why.
What do you mean that's not true?
He's just been rolling your eyes at me all day.
I'm not rolling them at you. I'm rolling them at the thought of the monologue.
The monorail. What's that word again?
Monorail.
Monologue. I agree that it didn't do much for the movie. We kind of knew how she felt already about all those things. She was just describing things that we already saw in the movie.
That's what I mean. Like, we already know she wants to be one of the pretty gals. Like, we already know she wants to dance on the screen. Like, we don't need to hear it for the umpteenth time in the movie. Like, we already know.
It's true. It really didn't.
I liked the end. I liked where she revealed parts. Like, she was pregnant. She cheated.
That's true. That was new information.
Like, I like.
No, but we saw she cheated. We knew
that. I know, but she's telling Mitzi as Howard. So I liked how she's revealing all this stuff about herself.
What is she? What does she have? Does she have something? Or is she like a psychopath? Or
I
think
she's just a psychopath.
She's a star!
yeah, she's a star.
But she definitely has, like, some sort of, she understands feelings. Like, what about that part where she's telling him, like, I feel things very deep? What do you think she means by that? You do not care, hey?
I'm sorry, I don't feel any connection towards it. Like, I liked the character in X more than I liked this character.
Her character in X, right?
I liked her character in X way more.
But they were the same character.
It was less mopey. It was less... like, it was too much, you know?
I guess that's true. It was.
She actually left.
But in X, she was actually doing what she wanted.
Exactly. Like, she could have just left the town after she killed everybody. She didn't have to go back. She could have just left and gotten to the porno movies.
Classic route. Classic route, honestly.
Literally. I mean, she could have been dancing in those pornos.
Yeah, she could have.
It was too mopey for me, I think. Maybe that's what it was. I didn't connect with her character in this one.
That's fair. That said, I did think it was a delight to watch.
Well, that's good.
Just in terms of her acting.
Oh, you know what? I thought was also stupid. When she was like, oh, that's just our dog in the basement. And then not 5 minutes later, like literally in the same minute. Oh, we don't have a dog. You can't remember your own lies?
No.
Why not?
She's crazy. She's a crazy person.
Yeah, but if you're crazy, wouldn't you remember?
Dude, she killed her mom and then... No, she's a crazy person. I don't think she has a bearing on her lies.
Okay. on my dislikes list. Do you have a dislikes list?
Yeah.
Well, I only have one thing on there because I guess I'm talking about all my dislikes. One of them, the most major one, boils my blood to no end, man.
Okay, what is it? What, you're just not going to tell me?
What drives me crazy is when you have a character speaking in another language and you're not going to translate it.
Yeah, this is the worst thing in the world, man.
Oh my God. Like, why are we missing out on dialogue? Because we cannot speak German.
If it's one line here and there, cool. But when it's that much dialogue, yeah, that was too much to miss.
Right? Yeah, one line, okay, oh, it's kind of a secret. Okay, it's meant to be left out.
Yeah.
That's fine. But a whole 10-minute conversation, bro, like...
Yeah, and there was multiple. Like, it kept coming back home. Yeah. Like, her mother speaks German. Yeah. They kept coming back home, and she would speak German. And we kept missing it. And to be fair, I don't know if that's the movie or if that's an Amazon thing.
I don't care what it is. If it's you're terrible, making a movie and you have another character speaking another language, it should automatically be in the movie where it's translated for everybody to read.
Yeah, you're right.
It should just be a thing. Unless it's meant to be left out one line only. But if it's a whole freaking conversation, it should be translated.
Yeah, I agree. It drives me nuts, man.
I shouldn't have to, like, go on my Google Translate and try and record... And get it.
Yeah. It's 2024. We shouldn't have to do that.
Right? Oh, it drives me insane. It's so rude. Oh, my God.
See, maybe if we heard what the mom was saying, you would have liked it.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that was, we missed all the important dialogue.
Maybe it gave a little more insight to the mother or to their relationship or something.
I'm sure we missed something.
And if it was nonsense, just have it in English.
They talked for a long time, man. I'm sure we missed something important in there. And even she said something in German to her at the end there.
At the end, yeah.
Yeah, and we didn't... Nothing at all. I know, that's terrible.
And when it just says speaking German?
It should have those subtitles already, you're right, on it.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know why they do that. Speaking German, it drives me nuts.
Just speaking German? Speaking German drives you nuts, or just the...
Well, yes, but also when the subtitles say
just only says German. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's brutal. Like, okay, I assumed she was speaking German.
Yeah, so we all know she's speaking German. We know that. Please, just translate it.
That's not useful information here.
Yeah, we can all guess it's German. Thank you, frickin' Captain Obvious.
It may as well just say speaking.
100%.
What does it matter what language it is, right? If you're not going to tell me what it is?
You know those, like, descriptive videos? Yeah. You just see what it says, because if it says, they are speaking German, I would be so mad.
That's probably... the descriptive audio? No, it would say, like, her mother pulls her close to speak with her.
In German. And that's it?
In German, maybe. Maybe it would say in German.
German?
Anyways, I have also a dislikes list too. When languages aren't translated is my number one.
Oh, it was on yours too.
It's my number one.
Okay.
Not honestly, not much specific, because I liked all the things that make a movie good. I liked all the acting. I liked the writing, and I could even get behind the story. It's just boring and slow.
Like, but we like slow burns. Like, I love a slow burn.
It's true. A lot of my favorite movies are slow. It's just, there's a line where you gotta make it interesting.
Yeah, and it wasn't.
It's gotta be engaging.
Yeah,
you know,
it really wasn't.
Captivating.
There's only so much you can, like, just stare at Mia Goth and hope she carries the film, you know?
Which and she's a lot of fun to watch. I can't lie.
100%.
Like, she is the whole movie.
She is, yes. But it's, like, only so much. Like, you can't just make a good film like that. There was no...
Yeah, it's like the Oilers with Connor McDavid. You can't just rely on one person
exactly.
to get it done.
Anyways, what else on your dislike list?
That's about it. Like, that's what I'm saying. I really didn't have much, like, specific stuff. Like, there were no... specific scenes where I would say, like, are stupid. I mean, there's a few that we definitely didn't need, but nothing that was, like, not not decent to watch. Let me ask you this. Do you have any likes?
I did. I loved the costumes. I loved, like, the styling.
Yeah, true.
That red dress on her.
The red dress, she looks great. Yeah, what about the red wallpaper?
Oh, yes. I also wrote down, like, the set design.
Yeah, the set design is really nice. Freaking that red gorgeous. Wallpaper is beautiful.
All the wallpaper in that movie was gorgeous. It was so beautiful. It was such a nice house.
Yeah.
I would not assume that they were poor or hurting.
Yeah.
Because their house was gorgeous. But yeah, that was definitely on my likes list, the costumes and the set.
I think that's a level of quality. I think you can expect that of A24, I feel like.
For sure. Oh, yeah.
In terms of the costumes and set design, I feel like they're kind of always on point.
Yeah. Even her makeup was beautiful. Her hair was beautiful. The directing was nice. Like, we had great shots in there. When they were in the house, that's all I would look at. It's like, because I wasn't interested in anything else.
I was definitely looking at the wallpaper anytime the red wallpaper was on.
Isn't it so nice?
It was really nice, yeah.
And the one in the living room with the green?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I want that wallpaper.
Very fancy, old school stuff.
Yeah, so beautiful. And so I also had my favorite scene in the whole movie. Can you guess what it is?
The mirror shot of the pig.
Oh, that was a very nice scene.
I think that was my favorite shot.
I did really like that shot, actually, now that I think of it. It wasn't that, but it's up there. My favorite one was the end credits. When she's just manically smiling into the camera for 5 minutes.
Yeah, see, like...
That was great. I could watch that.
Why wasn't more of the movie that, though?
Yeah, just her crazily smiling and crying at the same time.
Yeah, like, that was really fantastic. I can't lie.
Yeah, like, she was just either crying or not doing much. But
she really snapped at the end, though.
Yeah, which was great. She should have been snapping a little more.
Yeah, it's true.
But that part was great. It was wonderful. I loved it.
It was a lot of fun to watch. That kept going and kept going. It's like, when is this going to end? See, and it just get more and more crazy to the point where she's, like, stretching her face.
Where she can't possibly stretch her face anymore. Yeah,
yeah, it was very scary.
Yeah, I love that.
that was scary, actually.
Yeah, yeah. And it must have hurt. Like, her face was starting to turn red.
Mm-hmm.
But that was my favorite shot.
Yeah, but good acting, man. I'm telling you.
She's great. I want to see her in more things.
I think she's been pretty popular lately.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. Also, I wish we still had liquid morphine to just go buy at the store.
Isn't that crazy? She sends her to this town to get medicine, and it's just liquid morphine.
She can take by the spoonful. Man.
Yeah, how nice does that look? The way she just settles into her movie seat, takes a spoon of morphine.
Man, I would love so many more movies.
That looks like a great time.
Right?
Just getting rocked off the old school good. Man. That stuff was probably crazy, man.
That stuff was.
That was like they don't have medicine. Like, there is no medicine. It's just morphine.
Yep.
Just to make you feel better. That's it.
Yeah, just take a spoonful of morphine.
Are you looking at my notes list? See how there's not much?
I'm telling you, because
there wasn't much substance.
Wow.
I mean, the projectionist was cute. He was
He was the guy that she stabbed with the
pitchfork. Yeah.
I was asking Faith, do you really think someone can get a pitchfork through a person that easily? It did look very sharp, and it, like, the prongs were pretty small.
I don't know.
Getting 3 stab wounds at the same time is brutal. That's really bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's really bad for your body.
Don't get those.
Yeah, no. No more. No more. No more than one at a time.
One at a time is pushing it. You want to go for 0.
0 is optimal.
0 is ideal.
If you have to, 1.
Yeah, but 3 is really pushing it.
3 is too much. 3 is a crowd. What else? Honestly, I think it's just going to be a short episode, guys. That's honestly really all I have to talk about.
Wait, you know what I liked?
I like this doggy dog.
First of all, don't be mean to my dog. Number 1 rule here. Don't be mean to my dog.
How could I ever be mean to the sweetie pie? So her dad was conscious, right?
Conscious, yeah.
Through the whole thing?
Yeah, but that's such a scary feat, just being trapped there.
Watching your psychotic daughter just dive.
That must be so hard. What do you do when you have a kid who's a psychopath?
Just don't have kids.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Every psychopath is someone's kid.
Yeah.
That's trippy.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
That must be hard, man.
To have a psycho child.
Yeah. Like, there's at one point in the movie where, like, for the most part, you're kind of behind Pearl. Because she's like...
She's a little weirdo. Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, but she's like, you know...
She just wants to go out there and live her life, you know?
She's ambitious and she's being kept down. But then you come to realize that she has violent tendencies and she's a psychopath and her mom knows that. And so the tone kind of switches when you realize that. But that must be weird, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine living with that, like... Watching your kid turn into a psychopath. All your hopes and dreams for them just disappear. Into evil.
Evil.
Have you guys seen that new movie that's out with Sydney Sweeney? The scary one where she's a nun?
Immaculate.
I saw it on... Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah, did you watch it?
No, no. When, I don't watch movies now watch unless it? I watch them with Oliver.
Well, Al was telling me about it. It's kind of like a Rosemary's Baby scenario where she's a nun and then they choose her to birth the Antichrist. Supposedly they got blood from Jesus and turned it into stem cells and impregnated her with that somehow. I don't know. And so I guess they thought it was the second coming of Christ, but it turns out to be the Antichrist.
Wait, isn't there someone who actually says they have the blood of Jesus?
I think that was Da Vinci Code.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right. That's
funny. You're confusing Da Vinci Code with real life.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Da Vinci Code very many times.
Very many times?
Very small amount
That was
of time.
Way more better.
Is it a small amount of time?
I mean, it was believable.
It was?
It was, like, you know, all the Da Vinci stuff was real, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they got some things right.
Yeah, and the Louvre is shaped like that.
Yeah, it's a really fun watch.
It's shaped like a pyramid,
You're making
actually.
Me want to watch Da Vinci Code now.
Yeah, no, I want to watch it, too.
It's not that much fun.
The book was good.
The books were good. I remember reading
them. I'm telling you, it's not as much fun as you remember. I've watched it.
I remember Tom Hanks. He was having fun.
Yeah, no, it's lame. He has, like, a photographic memory.
When was the last time you watched this?
I'll tell you, because it was more recent than it should have been. It was in like 2020 or 2021, maybe.
Huh?
How is that recent?
It's recent enough that I remember that it was more lame than I remember.
That's crazy.
He has a photographic memory, right? So the whole movie is just like every problem is Tom Hanks just solves it by going like this.
Yeah.
It's like what am I watching? What am I watching right now? Because these like big riddles, right? And all these clues they need to find. And then Tom Hanks just solves it by blinking really hard. And it's like, it's like, oh, okay. Anyways, where were we at?
I don't know. I like Antichrist movies. I'm all for it. I'll watch that for sure.
You want to watch it?
Yeah, why not?
Is it out? It's out, eh? Oh, Al said it's good.
Right now.
Al said it's good. He didn't like it? What'd he say?
It's kind of stupid.
Yeah, I could see that being stupid.
Yeah, it kind of sounds stupid. But I'm still down.
That's what looks good. You think so? I'll watch The Omen.
It's like a prequel to The Omen.
Yeah, but isn't that also about birthing the Antichrist?
It is, literally, yeah.
How are there two movies coming out so...
I think they're probably trying to warn us.
Is the Antichrist happening right now, guys?
I think, actually, we might be right around there. Let me hear your best Tom Hanks.
Hi, I'm Woody.
That was okay. That was like 20%. I'll give you that.
I'm not good at imitations.
Tom Hanks is really hard. His voice is weird.
Yeah, I can't do it. Do you have anything else to talk about this movie?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I brought up the that mirror shot because I really quite liked that, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I enjoyed the mirror shots, yes.
I'm not remembering it now, but the whole thing I think I liked.
There's a whole like segment, yeah.
There's a whole segment, yeah.
It was nice.
just repeat what you say back. Yeah, yeah. That's going to be my plan the whole time here.
Oh, segment. Yeah, segment.
Segment, yeah. Segment, yeah. God. Segment, yeah. Yeah, the whole thing. No, actually, you know what? I didn't like the whole thing, to be honest. What? I didn't like the whole thing. I was kind of annoyed. It kind of felt like I was testing out the features on my Mac. Yeah, like, yeah. It looked like I was trying out Photo Booth for the first time.
Yeah.
But right when it got to the end on that last shot on the pig, I liked it. That looked like a nice pig, man.
Oh, my God.
When we finally get that first shot of it on the staircase, I was heartbroken, man. It looks so tasty. Jesus Christ. I know,
that skin looked perfect.
Oh. See, yeah, that should show you, though, that their family is very well off.
That they didn't accept a whole pig?
No, they had three of those.
To give out.
Yeah.
But it was, yeah.
That's a nice meal back in 1918. What were they eating? What was Pearl's family eating?
It looked like a stew.
Yeah.
And poor corn, people food. A lot of corn.
Corn. That's why I'm telling you, Misty's dumb. Mitzi. Ox.
Yeah. No, I understand that she's not the brightest bulb. I'm just saying, like, I think it's just common sense where if you're in heels and someone's chasing you with the axe, it's like,
take the heels off.
Let me take my heels off so it's easier to run away from this axe-wielding murderer.
But see, no, I'm telling you, she wouldn't have known that.
Come on.
She wouldn't have known that. She's never had to do anything like that.
No, a lot of people have done anything like that.
And a lot of people wouldn't do that.
Okay, I guess. It's just tropey. It's too tropey.
The tripping was tropey, I can't lie. She didn't deserve to die, though.
I didn't think so either.
She didn't deserve the axe.
No, because she didn't get the part.
Did she or not?
I believe that she didn't. But maybe she did.
But she was exactly what they said they were looking for.
Yeah, maybe they did. Yeah, maybe.
Now I kind of want to. It's not worth going back to.
Honestly, it's not.
But I want to know if the other girls in the lineup were all brunettes.
I don't know. I don't remember.
I'm assuming they must have been.
Okay, she got the part. Let's say she got the part.
Yeah, I think she probably did. She said she did, didn't she? You think she was just appeasing
After she's like, I know you got the part. You could just tell me, stop lying to me.
You think she was just appeasing her?
I think so. She looked genuine when she said she really didn't get it.
Oh, I thought she did.
It's going in the direction of that. Yeah, she did.
You think she did too?
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter now because they're going to have to find a new girl for the troop.
True. Yeah, she's Gonzo. You know, actually, one touch that I liked, I don't know if you noticed this. Did you feel like Pearl's movements were kind of old-timey? Like, I noticed it especially when she stabs the projectionist with the pitchfork and then he drives off and she kind of falls by the car. Just kind of the way she moves is kind of like in those silent movies where they move very exaggerated.
Yeah, I think,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I felt like she was kind of moving like that
a lot. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I picked up on that, too.
You did pick up on that?
Yeah, I think it was on purpose, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but, like, the rest of the people weren't moving like that, right?
No, but because she was obsessed with the movies.
The movies, right? She wanted to really embody that.
Yeah.
I like that little touch, the antique feel to it.
Yeah.
It was well done.
Yeah, yeah, very well done.
Just not not a great movie here.
No.
Sorry, guys, we don't have much to talk about, it seems like. But imagine you're Howard, right? You're overseas fighting World War One, bro. You're in trenches trying to kill Germans. And your wife is running around killing people and
having fun.
On youth square crows.
Yeah, if I was him, I would rather have it be a real dude.
A real person.
Like, you're a scarecrow? You're that desperate girl?
Yeah, yeah, you missed the scarecrow scheme. Scarecrow screen.
One more time.
Scarecrow screen.
No.
No, you got it.
You missed the scarecrow scene.
Oh, sounds like I lost.
Yeah, and then she kept the hat after.
Which, yeah, that grossed me out, dude. Like, how long is that? Like, don't you just leave that out in the field?
Yeah, like, I wouldn't want to remember that if I went that low.
Yeah, true, right?
If I went that low to do that, I'm like, I won't keep any souvenirs for this one. You know?
Yeah.
Weird scene. Wasn't necessary. She did eventually cheat with a real man. Why couldn't we just have that? But we all had a whole scarecrow scene.
It was just her getting there. you know, getting to actually cheating on him with a real person.
Yeah, I think it would have happened either way.
Yeah, it was just a stepping stone, you know, seeing how she felt about it.
Ugh. And, like, and sometimes straw is, like, doesn't it kind of splinter?
Yes.
Like,
yeah, it didn't look good at all.
Yeah. Ugh. Wouldn't it be scratchy?
Yes.
She's a freak. She's freaky.
You see, like, she's a good character. Like, a good movie could be here.
Yes.
A good movie could be there.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
This wasn't it.
No. So far it goes X, Maxine, Pearl. I haven't even seen Maxine yet.
Are we going to watch it, you think?
Yeah, I mean, we might as well. We watched the other two. But if
we should have a threshold.
If it's 30 minutes, nothing's happened, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Christ. 50 minutes before anything happened?
It really was too long, honestly.
Okay, well, that's our show. I hope you enjoyed listening to us.
Looking forward to the next one.
Yeah.
See you guys next week.
See ya.
Thank you.
Bye.
Wow, they're delicious. Shout out to Al.